On today's show, General Motors launches a frontal assault into mobility services. The auto industry faces a crisis in skilled trades, and the heaviest material in cars is about to get lighter. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 21st of 2016. You know, 2016 could go down as the year when traditional automakers jumped headfirst into mobility services. As we reported earlier, Ford sees a whole new market opening up since mobility services generate $5.4 trillion in global revenues every year, compared to $2.3 trillion for automakers. And automakers get very little of that mobility revenue. But that's about to change. So far this month, General Motors has invested $500 million in Lyft, bought the assets to Sidecar, and yesterday it announced it's launching its own car sharing service called Maven. The service starts in Ann Arbor, Michigan this week and will spread to other major metropolitan areas during the year. Maven does not charge a subscription fee and is offering introductory prices of only $6 an hour for a Chevy Volt, including insurance and fuel. Prices will vary by vehicle and region. For example, a Chevy Tahoe could cost $12 an hour. And make no mistake about it, mobility services are already having an impact on the automotive industry and will prove to be extremely disruptive. Dan Ammann, the president of GM, predicts the industry will see more change in the next 5 years than it's seen in the last 50. And now Hertz, the daily rental company, says services like Uber and Lyft are hurting its business. Bloomberg reports the company is losing business at airport locations, where it gets 3/4 of its revenue. As a result, the company's stock is getting hammered. Even though the entire market is down, Hertz's stock plummeted 38% in just a month. And all this is having social implications as well. Guess which country represents Uber's biggest growth market? Saudi Arabia. It expects its business there to grow 50 to 60% per month. And the reason, of course, is that in Saudi Arabia, it's illegal for women to drive a car. Women account for 70% of Uber's business in the country. And it's investing heavily to expand its business in the rest of the Middle East and Africa. Still to come, Tesla is suing the supplier that it claimed screwed up its Falcon Wing doors.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Tesla is suing a German supplier for poorly designing the Falcon Wing doors on its Model X SUV. According to Bloomberg, Tesla severed ties with Herbinger Automotive Comfort Systems last May because the EV maker was not satisfied with the supplier's prototypes of the doors. Herbinger accused Tesla of breach of contract and is seeking more money from the company. Tesla already paid $3 million to the German parts maker and is now suing it, saying the doors sagged and were prone to overheating. Hopefully Tesla gets this one figured out, because those Falcon Wing doors are one of the coolest features we've ever seen on a car. Automakers have gone from cast iron to high-strength steel to aluminum to magnesium and even carbon fiber. But there's still one material in cars that's really heavy, and that is the glass. And that's why Saint-Gobain and Corning announced they're teaming up to develop and manufacture lightweight glazing for windows, including Corning's Gorilla Glass. Not only would lightweight glass cut the weight of cars to improve fuel economy, it will lower the center of gravity in cars, since glass is mounted in the upper half of a vehicle. Let me see now. Lower CG, lighter weight. Sure sounds good to me. Hey, did you know that the U.S. auto industry cannot get enough skilled tradespeople in its plants? And that's about to hit crisis proportions. And that is coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Did you know that the U.S. automotive industry is facing a critical shortage of skilled tradespeople? These are the machinists, welders, pipe fitters, electricians, and millwrights that keep the assembly lines up and running. In the next 10 years, U.S. manufacturers will need 350,000 skilled tradespeople. But at the replacement rate we're running, we're going to come up short by 200,000 people. At the Ford Motor Company, for example, they have 500 people enrolled in their journeyman apprenticeship program that they run with the UAW. But last year, 900 skilled tradespeople retired from Ford. And it's not just Ford. The gap is growing across the industry. These apprenticeships, by the way, are four-year programs where you get paid to learn these skills. And once you get your journeyman's card, you start at $32 an hour, not including benefits. This was one of the panel discussions we held at the AutoLine Supplier Symposium last week. You can click on the link in today's show notes to learn more about this problem. And it's an issue we're going to cover because we're facing a full-blown crisis before this decade is over. Hey, be sure to join us for AutoLine After Hours today, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest will be Steve Majoros, the head of marketing for Chevrolet, who will be here to talk about the new Volt and Bolt. If you've got questions for Steve, shoot us an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. Also joining us will be Mike Martinez from the Detroit News. So join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insights into what makes this automotive industry tick. But that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.